Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Tom Keegan, and we're about 3 hours removed from the news that Malik Newman is transferring to Kansas. Tom, your first thought when you found out that Malik the Greek Newman, no, I don't know if that's his nickname, I'm sure it's not actually, but, yeah. But your first thought when you found out that Newman was picking Kansas and headed to Lawrence?
My first thought was how much better it is if you're going to get a one-and-done player that it's Malik Newman than a high school kid, because he's a third-year guy who has the adjustment. He's already made the adjustment to the college right. speed of the game and all that stuff, and he has a year of practice under Bill Self as well as Ben Howland. Now, Howland wasn't the right coach for him, otherwise he wouldn't have transferred.
But you know he worked. You know he had, I mean, make it through Howland's practices if
right.
you're lazy.
And he had to figure out how to play with other really good players, against really good players, right. really quick players. And so that's way better than getting a kid. The high school adjustment's behind him.
Right.
Now, the Kansas adjustment, by the time he's eligible to play, will be behind him.
Yep.
And the first thing people will probably say, well, they just haven't practiced for a year. And no. This was a weak draft, and he was told at the combine, you need to go back
right.
because you're going to be a late second rounder.
Right.
Well, next year's draft is more loaded, and they're going to want to see what he does in games.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to know he's better than he was when he left Mississippi State because he's a year older, and he's had a year of practice against Josh Jackson, Frank Mason, and Devontae Graham, and there's nobody else in the country who can say they faced three perimeter players day in and day out in practice like that, because the number one high school player won't have faced that.
Right. Right, yeah, that's the best part, too. I mean, I think it's win-win-win-win-win, however you paint it. If you're talking from Malik Newman's perspective, it's win-win. If you're talking from Bill Self and KU's perspective, it's win-win. Bill Self will be able to spend the entire year not worrying about mixing this guy into the rotation and practices and that kind of thing, because he can't use him.
No.
So he won't waste him.
And what a guy to have on your scout team.
And exactly. He will push all three of those guys you mentioned. He'll push every single one of these guys and others. I mean, he'll really bring some competitive, elite-level, upper-tier competition to practice, and that's a huge win for Self and KU. And in the meantime, he will also be learning the ins and outs. Even though he's not part of that 7 or 8 man rotation in practice every day or whatever, he'll still see what KU runs, KU does. He'll learn all that stuff. That's not going to be a problem. In fact, he'll get a lot of attention and probably some one-on-one attention in that way from some of the coaches, because he won't have to worry about plugging it into games. So it's a huge advantage in my opinion for him. I'm sure he would have rather gone one and done, been a lottery pick, and been done with all this. But I think not only for how he pans out in college, but also his NBA future. I think this is a blessing, maybe not even in disguise, just a true blessing for him, because not only will he be better when he's playing at Kansas, more mature, more prepared, all that you just mentioned, but when he does get to the draft and when he does get to the NBA, he'll be better off there too, because he'll have played for two really good coaches. He'll have learned how to work, how to be tough, how to play hard, all those things. I mean,
and look at all the players who made the decision that they're going to come out and then they didn't get drafted. That would have been the easy decision for him to make.
Sure.
And it would have been the unwise decision.
Sure.
Look at Isaiah Taylor from Texas.
That one stings. I mean, he would have been one of the top players in the Big 12. He would have been certainly a candidate for Big 12 Player of the Year. He would have been on a very good Texas team, playing for a very good coach in an exciting system. I'll never figure out that one, unless he knew for sure that he was going to be drafted.
Right.
But he didn't.
So Malik Newman has the patience that Isaiah Taylor didn't have, and a
right.
number of other players.
Right.
I don't blame Wayne Selden. Wayne Selden was not going to improve his stock, and this draft was weaker than the next one
right.
coming. So if he was going to get drafted, it was going to be this
right move.
Year.
Yeah, definitely,
yeah.
definitely. And what do you think in terms of Newman or Thornton? I mean, get Thornton.
Yeah, Newman's a much better shooter than Thornton. Yeah. Thornton wants shots because he thinks that's what the NBA doubts about him. So he wants shots.
Yeah.
Newman wants to figure out how to make plays.
Yep.
And in the structure of Mississippi State, it just wasn't there for him, and he's hoping it will be for Kansas. Everyone knows he can shoot.
Right.
He even proved that. against playing for Mississippi State, he didn't have a ton of two-point field goals.
Right.
That's what he's got to figure out how to do.
Right.
And he's quick, and he's 6'3", and he'll, you know how Self is. Self at one point said, Mason and Graham's turnovers are too low. When do you ever hear a coach say that?
That
what
was
he
cool.
was saying yeah. was, they're not putting enough pressure on the defense. They're not going to the hole
right.
hard enough. Because when you do, you're going to have some inevitable turnovers. It's amazing how he can look at numbers and read them differently than most of us would read them.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no
with
doubt.
Malik, he's going to be pushed to get to the hole, and that's what he wants, and that's what he needs.
Yeah, it would have been cool to get them both just for that practice dynamic. If KU could have ended up with those two, Thornton and Newman, it would have been insane. I mean, almost unfair in a lot of ways. But I agree with you. If you had to pick one or the other, this is the guy you would pick because of his skill set and because of the fact that he can kind of do a lot of things. I mean, he can obviously score, he can obviously shoot, he can obviously attack and be a playmaker, but he can also fit into talent around him. He did that on one of those USA teams, USA Basketball, obviously a lot of talent on those teams every year, every time, and he had some really good games and some really good progress made there, just fitting in, showing that he's not afraid to blend or be the man, and he can do both a little bit. You know, at Kansas, you don't ever really see these guys asked to be the man very often. I mean, even Andrew Wiggins wasn't asked that, you know, in the way it would have happened at other schools. So it seems like a very good fit for both sides and a very good thing for the Kansas program in the future, because you're talking about Mason will be gone. You're talking about Jackson likely to be gone. Svi could be gone. You know, there's definitely a role there. Do you see this guy potentially as a starter right away? Or, I mean, are we looking way too far down the road?
Malik Newman is a starter
yeah.
right away? I would think so, definitely.
Right?
Why not? By then, he's going to be a third-year guy.
Yeah.
He will have had the advantage over any newcomers of being in the system
right.
for a year.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he'll be a starter.
And let's think about that. Devontae Graham will be a junior this year. If he returns for his senior year, you're starting senior Devontae Graham and third-year sophomore Malik Newman. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch in
yeah.
your backcourt right there.
Yeah, and they had good backcourt this year. They'll have even better backcourt next year. And yeah, they'll keep the backcourt thing going. And Self's done an amazing job of reloading, and he's already starting on the reloading after next year, after what they lose next year.
Right, right, yeah.
Because always 2 years out, you look at it, and oh, no, that's going to be the year they're finally going to dip. Like Kentucky dipped and had to go to the NIT
right.
and lost in their first NIT game. But Self has a way as being a great GM and figuring out so they never really dip.
It's never going to happen, but adding Newman to this recruiting class, this 2016 recruiting class, essentially, it puts together a pretty good class. Azubuike and Evan
Jackson.
Maxwell, the Liberty transfer, and then Josh Jackson and Mitch Lightfoot, and then now Newman. I mean, you could start those five and fare pretty well.
Yeah, and like you said, it'll never happen because
right.
more likely than not, Josh Jackson won't be here.
Exactly, and obviously Newman can't play this year, neither can Evan Maxwell, so it will not happen, but it just shows you the strength of this recruiting class. And big surprise, right? Bill Self pulls
yeah.
in a good recruiting class.
And
that's never happened before.
A mix of one and done and
yeah.
beyond that, because Asabuke has to spend 2 years.
Right. Lightfoot looks
age.
Like a program type guy.
And a good one.
Maxwell's got a nice couple of years ahead of him, most likely. I mean, it's a good, really good class. I mean, Wiggins, Seldon, Mason, who else was in that class? Green. You know, that's a pretty good class of late, too. But this is for both talent and depth. Now you add Malik Newman to the group. Very, very impressive group. Any final thoughts on Malik Newman or what this means for Kansas basketball?
You know, is he a point guard? Is he a shooting guard? No, he's a Bill Self guard.
Combo guard.
Bill Self's guards are combo guards.
Right.
Mario Chalmers, Russell Robinson, Sharon Collins, really.
Tyshawn Taylor.
Tyshawn Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean,
not bad.
Yeah, scoring point guards, if you want to call them, whatever
sure.
you want to call them.
6'3", 190 pounds, fits the mold, looks the part. He already looks physically ready, and clearly, I mean, he averaged 11 points a game at Mississippi State. It wasn't a great year. He had some injuries and definitely underperformed compared to what he expected and others expected of him. But again, you average 11 points in your freshman year anywhere. That's a pretty good year.
Yep.
And if he could come do that here, I think he'd fit in just fine. There's a chance,
though, don't need him to be great.
No. And there's a chance that he could average easily more than 11 points right away, especially just because of the role he figures to play. I mean, if you're right and he does start right away and he's on a team that needs somebody to step up, he's clearly a guy that can do that. So very interesting news, very big day for Kansas basketball. The latest in a long, long line of them. It's just, they missed out on Thornton and nobody blinked, and now they get Newman. So business as usual for Bill Self and Kansas basketball. Thanks for joining us today. For Tom Keegan, I'm Matt Tate, and we will talk to you guys next time on another episode of the Spodcasters.